This daf is daf Zayin, and last year we ended with the following: Rabbi Yochanan shalach l'Rabbanim the Tama. Rabbi Yochanan sent to the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael. Tartin million atun amrim. There are two things. Is the name of Rav v'leit eino ken, but it's not right. What are they? Atun amrim. You say Amar Rav. The Rav says like Eshet Yafator. The question is, the Gemara says, sorry, he says Lo itiru elo bila rishona bilvad. What that means is, you know the special case of Eshet Yafatar. It says if you see this beautiful person, the woman in the case of battle, there's a whole process of what you can do in order to take her home, etc. Okay? Now, what it's saying, the first understanding is, Lo Hitiru Bila Rishona means that, I'll just show you here, this is Lo Hitiru Bamilchama Lavo Aleha. Even in the heat of war, the Torah only allowed one relationship with her. That's Kedela Feyese Yetzer, to put the Yetzer astray. But Bila Shnia, further relationships, you have to go through the whole process of the Eshet Yafatar. As we know, she has to, that if her hair goes wild, the nails grow out, and she mourns her family. And it's only after a long period of time that is able to actually become together, be together, husband and wife. Okay? That's what Rav said. However, the you can't touch her at all. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. You're not allowed to touch her. Meaning, Ella lachar kol ha-masim. Until you've done all the masim that's described in the Parsha Eshet Yafator, that's when you can. It says, Vachar ken tavo aleo v'alta. Meaning, achar kol ha-masim. That is the thing. That's point number one. In terms of not allowed to touch her, it's only after you bring her back and go through the whole process, but that's when you can. Now, what's fascinating about the Eshet Yafator, I just want to share this idea because it's a nice idea. I heard this, Baranski, I think he heard the name. He was with a whole lot of people learning Torah. And he didn't know how to motivate them. It was a parasha of Eshet Yafator. And how can I inspire these people that he was with that need a bit more inspiration? And then he had the inspiration to say the following vort. He says, is that the fact that the Torah in this situation has a concession, meaning in this situation, if for whatever reason the Torah understood that it would be too much for a person and therefore finds a means of navigating that situation was matir the Eshet Yafator, means that what? Means that the rest of the Torah is possible, is not too hard. Because if anything in the rest of the Torah was too hard, then it would have been some sort of concession in that as well. That was his thought, which I thought was a nice thought. Okay. Dov, you don't like it.
No,
Scratching your head. Okay.
I don't like it because we have such a phenomena as a Goel Hadam.
Gol Adam. Ah, you're bringing that Gol Adam. That's another. Okay. You're saying that's a concession?
Listen, we don't live today in a society where anyone is allowed to go and murder someone who accidentally killed their
Okay, so
brother.
you're right. So that would need further thought and understand of how, in a case of somewhat not gross negligence, some negligence, you're allowed to kill, etc. And the whole parsha that would need some work itself. But this is slightly different, I think. This is oh, maybe it's another example. Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how to deal with that. But in any event, the rest of the Torah, Shabbos, you don't find a concession in Shabbos. And all this other, you don't find these other things. Shabbos possible, that's the point. Okay, let's continue. Atun Amrin, the second thing is, Atun Amrin, B'Shem Rav, that Savur Haya Yoav, Shekarnotam Mizbeach Kol Tot, V'Eino Kolot Lagag. When Yoav was, Shlomel was trying to catch Yoav, what he did is he grabbed onto the Mizbeach. And he thought to say, the Mizbeach would kolet, meaning the Karnot, the top, the corner of the Mizbeach. You're doing a Menachot now. We've just and Zvachim and Midaf Yomi, and so you know the Mizbeach by now. You had the top block corners on the top of it. He held onto that, thinking that was Kolet that would save him. I mean, Kolot El Agag. And the only thing that was Kolet is the roof, not the corners themselves. So let's understand this a little bit more. I'll show you here. This is a commentary. He says, "Ha dichtiv vechazek Yoav bekarnot Mizbeach ta'yov bedrasha." He made a Torah, mitam, because it says that if even a murderer says, mitam mizbachi, I'm sorry, deme'im mizbachi tikachenu, you take it from my mizbeach. V'lo doesn't say ma'al mizbachi. V'savar, he thought, the karnot is also considered like al mizbachi, the corners, and therefore that would call that's where he could have some sort of refuge. However, eino kolet it, but what they said in the name of Rav is not the core, that the actual roof is kolet and not the corners. Similarly, that was Shel Shiloh Kolet, Shel Beit Alamim. He thought it was Shel Shiloh was Kolet, but really it's Beis HaMikdash Kolet. However, Niomi, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. לא מזבח קולט ולא גלגל קולט ולא של שילה קולט ולא של בית עלמים. The מזבח is not קולט at all. There's no sanctuary you can find by getting onto any part of the mizbeach, nowhere where it's located. אין לך קולט, the only place that the sanctuary is found for a murderer is when in the אלה שש ערי מקלות בלבד. That's only concept of a מקלט. Now the Gemara says, ואפשר יואב דכתיב בתחכמוני ראש השלישי. Now what's this ראש השלישי? Interesting here, the Korban Eder says, it's a Shaya Rosh Sanhedrin HaShlishit. He was the head of the third Sanhedrin. It wasn't the third Sanhedrin. Shaya Yoshev, this relates to learning Mishnah on it now. Shaya Yoshev, because the Sanhedrin sat by the Bama in Givon. And Ayasham, and there were three Sanhedrin, just like in the base of Migdash, there were three. There was one the Petach Harabait, one by the Petach, the Azara, and also the third one was the Sanhedrin. Okay, so the third, there was like, and those are the major ones, and there's also Bate Dinim around all of Eretz Israel. So the two Bate Dinim, the two outer ones, were Bate Dinim of 23, and obviously the one big Sanhedrin, Nishchat HaGazit, was one of 71. Now the one of 23, that was outside, if he was ahead of the third Bate Din, that means he must have known something. He must have known Torah. So how could he make such a mistake? How could he make a mistake in the diuk of how the Mizbeach could be kolet or not? So the Gemara says, Amrav Tanchuma, no. He didn't go to grab onto the Mizbeach. He went to the Sanhedrin. In other words, he wanted to be tried by the Sanhedrin and not by Shlomo HaMelech. Why? Kadatanya Haruge Beit Din. If someone is killed by Beit Din, what happens to their property? Well, Nechseim Liorshim. The Yorshim get to keep that property. Haruge Malchut. If someone's killed by a king, then the Nechseihem, the property goes to the Malchut. So it sounds like he was concerned about the financial implications of him being killed. He realized he was going to be killed. He just put the hand of the Beit Din rather than the hand of the of Shlomo HaMelech. So Amar Yoav, Mutav Shiyareg beBeit Din v'Yerusheni Banai, that my children should Yoresh, Va'al Yargeni beMelech v'Yerusheni, and he'll take the property. Kadshama Shlomo HaMelech said, heard this, Amar L'Momono, I need his money. Shlomo HaMelech had plenty of money. Miyad vasirota demechinam, which is a pasuk, which is like to remove or just eliminate the innocent blood. And mashma what? In mamono chinam, that his money is not going to be chinam, meaning he's not going to be hefker and free for anyone to take. And that who should go to the yoshim. So I'm not going to, even if I kill you by way of malchut, it's not going to have that din of harugim malchut. Fine. It says, V'yah ben Yael ben Yehoyada, v'yifkah bo v'metol. The Ben Yael went there and killed him. So he didn't have any sanctuary. It says, V'yakaber v'beitol b'midbar. And then he was buried in the midbar. Now, what does it mean he was buried in the midbar? Because it says, in his house in the midbar. It says, V'chi beito ayah b'midbar, was his house really in the midbar. El lamedcha to teach you, shekevan shemet Yoav, sar tzava Yisrael, nasu Yisrael b'midbar. That once he died, he was a general in Eretz Israel. The Israel was left, if you like, desolate. That's like, that's the expression. Now, in Temashia Bozez Ubone, if you say that he spent the money to Bone Lahem Dimosiot Umerchatzot, what Yoav wanted to do with that money was to build structures and bathhouses, meaning for the benefit of Israel, that's a Shevach, that's a good thing. And in Tamar, now it's not really in Tamar, it's like Yesh Umrim. Okay? So it's like, and some say in Tamar, Shaya Bozez Umachil Chalmin Vatamadim, then it's Shevach Shvachit. That some say he used that money to finance and feed Chachamim and Talmidehem. And that would clearly be a great shevach. Okay, minay chatasin el gudal etzel mizbeachenu. The lishchat hagazit is basically in the azara itself. That is, we know it's like chatzi kodesh chatzi chol, but must be mamash by the mizbeach. It says v'lo talab amal mizbechi, and that's just before the parashat mishpatim, which is the mishpatim ashitin leplehem. So that's that previous section talking about not having steps to go on the mizbeach to go up and around. So since there's a smichu parashot of mizbeach and the El Mishpat HaSeder of them, so we see that the highest court has to be B'makom Mizbeach. Okay, next part. Tani Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Emera, Miklat Miklat Ketiv B'Parshat Rachim. On a crossroads, we didn't know which way to go, they would write on the sign Miklat, direction to go, Kedeshi HaRotzeach Ro'e Et HaKatuv HaLech. So you can read the sign and know exactly which direction to go to seek refuge, if I cast HaRotzeach B'Shogek. Now, Amarav Amnon, Amarav Avon, it wasn't just a sign saying Miklat, it was more like a pointer. Now, according to Korban Eder, it was just a pointer, and according to Korban Moshe, it was a pointer with the word Miklat on it. So, directional sign. Fine. Next, Amarav Pinchas, Tovi Asher. Now, what's Tovi Asher? This is referring to HaKadosh Baruch. The pasuk is Tovi Asher Hashem al ken yorechatim badarech. We'll explain what that means, Al Kinyanim B'Derech, because that explains how Kadosh Baruch Hu is Tov Yashar. Because Tov means like Lifnim Mishrat HaDin, and Yashar means is straight, meaning strictly under the law. These are two contradictory concepts. So how does this work? And the answer is the continuation of the pasuk Al Kinyanim B'Derech. So what's that mean? So it says Lama Hu Tov Shu Yashar. What makes him good? Because he is Yashar. Or Lama Hu Yashar. What makes him Yashar? Because he is Tov. How does this work? Al ken yorech hata'im badarech shumar derech tshuva. What he does, the tov is that he shows the sinner the derech to do tshuva, so that he can mechap that person. He can mechap for him derech yashar. He can earn it, but he guides the sinner on the way back. Let's put it that way. Which kind of fits a bit. You can see the flow from the previous section we just saw, which is talking about the giving directions of how to get to the Aron Mikla. Now, shalul lechochma. This is a famous piece. Shalul lechochma. They asked wisdom. Now it's interesting here. This is the Pnei Moshe says this is al derech dimyon, like mashal, if you like. Klar mitzad chochom, mitzad nevuah. So as we would say differently, as opposed to like malach chochom and things like that. No, it's more derech dimyon, meaning if you asked wisdom, meaning from a logical, rational perspective, what should it be? Ma'u onsho, what should be the punishment of a sinner? So amar lahem chataim teradef rada ra, that evil should pursue it. Meaning, from a logical, causative perspective, someone does evil, then he's going down that path, and they should bear all the consequences of it. Okay? That's what it sounds like. If you ask shalul nevuah, what should happen to if you ask prophecy from a prophetic perspective, if you like, what should be onesh? It says amra lehem anefesh chatei talmud, that it shouldn't there shouldn't be any, if you like, tikkun from that. If you look the nevuah going forward, then the person should eventually die. There's a bit of an inserted girsa here. Shulah David after the Melech, Hachoteh Mayu Onsho. It says Amar Lehem Itamochatim Mina Aretz. It should be ceased from the world. And Shalul Torah Torah Mayu Onsho. What should be Yavi Korban? Well, from a Torah perspective, gives you instruction. You want to do the right thing. So now, what should you do? Well, there's an avenue of him repairing that, bringing a korban. Okay. However, Shulah Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Choteh Mayu Onsho. What's the punishment? Amar lehem yaseh tshuva v'yitkaper. He should do tshuva and he'll be atoned. Haynu d'chtiv, it says, Aken yorein chatim b'darech. In other words, yore lechatim derech lasot tshuva. Kodesh Baruch Hu, in his kindness, has showed the sinners how to do tshuva so they can actually employ that. Because even if it's a derech for him to repair, who says Kodesh Baruch Hu, I mean, it might be one of these secret paths that someone has to discover on their own. No, Kodesh Baruch Hu has revealed that. As that's the Tov. So again, once again, with this Yashrus, you can accept the tshuva of these Rishayim that do tshuva. Okay, let's continue. Ptiv. Ki tzipor lanud ke dror la'uf ken girsa chayinchia kilat chinam lo tavo. This is like a wandering bird or a bird in, or some other type of bird in flight. So is a klala. A klala is like a curse that's thrown out the chinam lo tavo won't come. So what's it? So the Gemara now says v'tei. What's the Gemara's question here? What it's saying is, the question is the Mishnah. It says the mothers of the murderers would send gifts and the stuff to the Kohen. So start again. The mothers of the Kohen Gadol, or the mother of the Kohen Gadol, would send gifts to the murderers. Let's get that right way around. So that they wouldn't daven for their son to die. Okay, that's what Mishnah says. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? We've just said it here, the tefillah, has a tefillah going to have any effect? I'll read the Korban Eda. He says, "Vata omer ken she'ayinot nim lechem mazon shelo yipalul al b'nehem ha gam yipalul even though died in the tefillah mekabel the tefillah is not going to be accepted k'dichtiv k'lat chinam lo tavo." The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't accept those such a tefillahs. That's what it sounds like. So why are we even concerned? Rashi says, "No tiftar shehi et v'ona." Sometimes you have special et ratzons or certain times of tefillah that even if a tefillah is not ra'uli tkabel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept the tefillah. That's why, for example, in times of tshuva, we're trying to find the et ratzon to daven, that even if we're not worthy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept that tshuva, things like that. As it says, and that's what we're concerned, that these people in the Aron Miklat, they might daven at such a time, and therefore, that such tefillah would be mitzkabel. So that's why the mothers were concerned for that, and they would send the gifts, etc. That's a pshat in the Yerushalmi. It says, she'et v'onah, Kai da'amar Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, itim hen letfila. There's certain times of tefila. Amar David ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, b'shach shani mitpalel. When I daven you alech, bid alecha, sorry, tihyeh et ratzon. Please make it an et ratzon. Dichtiv, ani tefilati lecha Hashem, et ratzon. He wants his tefillahs to be at the time of ratzon, at a time when his tefillahs can be more mitkabel. Okay, let's continue. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rav Yonatan. Kol makom shenemar dibur, chidush mikra yesham. Anytime it says vidaber, there's some sort of chidush there, some sort of novelty. And as in a halachic mitzvah novelty, you'll see. V'hakti v'dibar Elohim. Now here, in your Gemara, you've got this garsha, right? Which is another one of these gerishs. And we know whether it's a gerish, it's also like a, you know, begin quote, end quote, and fill in the gaps. So here, interestingly, it's not from another section of Yerushalmi, at least Yerushalmi that we have. It's from a like a midrash or something else. You can see even the Kormaneh says Rosh Chay Tevod Gamusham. We said Garsinan Sham. Go Gamusham. Kolamar Gamar Sugya Opiro Kushyazu Shami. It's at the end of Makom Acher. Unless it could be from one of the other Yerushalmis, the secret Yerushalmi, but there's some of the lost Yerushalmis. But anyway, what the Oz V'Hadar does here is it fills in the gaps from I think from midrash, if I'm not mistaken. As it says, let me double check. It's a sefta, I think. Anyway, I could be wrong. I'll read it to you anyway. It says, "Vayder Elohim el Noach." So what's the vidaber by Noach? Lemor. So my chidush mikra yesham. Well, that was chidush. That was he was mechadish the mitzvah every menachai that was given to Noach. Next, vayakti vayepol Avram al panav vidaber ito Elohim lemor. Now, what's a chidush there in that situation? Vidaber chidushu. That's that. In that parasha, discuss the mitzvah from Mila, chidush the Mila. The active davar shalach Hashem be Yaakov. What was the chidush there? My chidush is Hashem. Chidush bo et gidan Hashem. That means gidan Hashem. That was mechadish. The active vadeber olim el Moshe vayomer alav ani Hashem. Then the question: my chidush Hashem, and that's chidush bo of chidush Hashem. Now that's interesting. What the chidush Hashem actually means here. It's a mitzvah kiddush Hashem, but the article quoted, I'm not sure what quoted, I missed that, I didn't write it here, that the chiddush here is when it talks about that the promise, because that parasha talks about the, I revealed my name, like Kal Shakai, or Shmila Nati Lahem, and the promises he gave to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov that weren't fulfilled in their lifetime. And nonetheless, they're still an emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was like, that's a kiddush Hashem, that's a reference to Mesa kiddush Hashem. Okay. V'aktiv, it says, V'ov yadaber Hashem el Yoshua, once again, lemor. That parsha is by Yehoshua. The question is, what's the Vidaber there? Yomai says, Vayomer Yehoshua, what's a Chiddush? Lemor, Ma Chiddush Mikra Yesham, what's a Chiddush there? Im Taimar, if you're talking about in the parsha, it talks about the Shesh Arei Miklat, Kvarni Lemor Shebesinai, we already knew about the Mitzvah Arei Miklat. What's a Chiddush there? Ela Afhu Neemar Lo Davar, Ma Shelo Neemar Lo Moshe, it is Chiddush. Why it says, Vanas Elechata Me'ari Ma'ile, Ba'amad Petach Shar Ha'ir. Meaning the person has to run. This is all in Sefer Yehoshua. Describing what happens to someone who murders by Beshogek. He has to flee to one of the Arab Miklat. Vama Petachin, he stands by the opening of the gate. Vidiber Bosnezik Ne'air, and he says to the elder of the city, Ha'i Atvarav, his words, Vasvu Otoir, and they take him, Alehem, they bring him to the city. And they give him a place, and he sits with them, dwells with them. Now, what's the question is, Mahu Vayeshev Imam? Now, this is the Chiddush Halacha. Rabbanan the Kisra, there was of Caesarea, Beshem said Merav Shila, Shim Haya Talmid Chacham, if he's a Talmid Chacham, or Simlo Beifa, they make him a Beis Midrash. That's a Chiddush you find by Yeshua that you don't find in the Torah. Okay, next. Now, I think by now we've sort of navigated the whole Gerish. Now, Shoshar Arim, Hifrish Moshe Be'er Yarden. Moshe set up three Arim Miklot on one side of Yarden, on the Transjordan. When he came in, we discussed this already, they set up another three. Ulatid lavo in the future, the mafreshin, or there's going to be another three Arei Miklat. And that is, Shneemar shalosh 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 Arei Tisha, because there are three psukim. One, not exactly enough to have the whole parsha of the discuss Arei Miklat. Alken anochi metzakalem or shalosh Arim tavdilach. That's the first pasuk. The next one also says, V'yasafti lecha od shalosh Arim al shalosh ha'ele. You've got to add another three. It says, "Varim asher tinu shesh arim miklat yan lachem will be for you." So they got shalosh, shalosh. Oh, I missed that. Sorry, not that one. Oh, the one before I missed one. The one above it. Sorry, shalosh arim tavdil lacha batoch haratzecha. That was the first one. Sorry, asher Hashem lekan talacha lishta. Okay, so you've got three different references: three, three, and three.
Does that mean there's going to be more negligence? Latid lavo.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Whether you even need it or not, or whether it's just the mitzvah to set it up. To set it out. Now, it doesn't necessarily, no, it's not because necessarily there's more negligence. It's because there's other areas, there's going to be expanded area of Eretz Israel. Where is it? I saw it here. Oh, there I go. I found it. Sorry, good. Korbanator says, This is Dirama Khil Shalosh Shalosh. Hainu Shayu Shalosh Minunot Shayu Bechol Mehem Shalosh Arim. Hainu Shayu Shalosh Be'er Yarden Vashlop Eretz Yisrael. And Vashlosh Be'eretz HaNosefet Hainu Keini, Knizi, and Kadmoni. There you go. Abba Shoulder, and that's what the extra three is. So there's going to be an extra area of Eretz Yisrael that we'll have, and in that area there's a mitzvah to set up other three Aron Miklat. Now it doesn't necessarily mean that there's more murder or less murder. Now you're right, however, that the Mishnah, the Gemara, I think in Makkot, describes the fact that there were three in Transjordan, even though it's a smaller space compared to the well of Eretz Yisrael, because there was more. Again, there was it was called
more
Moshgaga.
Murderers.
More murderers,
murderers,
but you've got to be careful again how you actually understand that Gemara. But that was, let's call it that, was more.
I think Rashi said, one of the Mefarshim in Chumash said it.
Sorry?
One of the Mefarshim in Chumash says it.
Yeah. I think the Gemara discusses it as well, if I'm not mistaken, in the Bavli. But, so you're right there, but I'm not sure. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that there were, it's going to be murderers. It could just be mitzvah to designate, to set it up. Okay. So there's three, three, and three. Okay, Abba Shul says shalosh, 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 and shalosh that makes three. Because if you remember, what's interesting here, again, the first pasuk says shalosh matavdil. The second pasuk says shalosh matavdil. Lach. The third pasuk says we are stuck on shalosh arim al shalosh ha'ile. Now you've got extra terminology. So he says, okay, you've got the shalosh, 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 and shalosh, that makes nine. But you've also got the word va'od. That means it'll be 12. Okay. Where will the extra three be? I don't know. Rav Nehoraya Amar Shalosh 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 is nine. The Od makes another, give you another three. That makes 12. Al Shalosh, because Shalosh, Al Shalosh in our pasuk gives you another Hari Chamishasar. There's going to be 15. Fine. Again, the number's not. I don't think it's such a problem, because even at the time when there were only six, you had the other 42 Ari Leviim that was also Kolet. Again, there were enough gemines between them, we discussed in the previous year. But again, this is talking about will be designated as being Arei Miklat. There'll be 15 according to the opinion. Let's continue. Ketiv. Shesh Arei Miklat Tiena Lachem. Shiu Shesh Tan Kolot Kechad Batam Ahachi. Now, the Pnei Moshe understands the kasha what we just read. However, the Korbanet explains it as follows. He says, the Tema Ahachi, Ato Mer Ken Kolomar Eich Tan Memishna Rotzea Chozer V'mitat Kohen Gadol Amurav Begadim. How is it possible the Mishnah says that even a Kohen, the Murav Begadim, a Kohen that wasn't anointed, Kohen Gadol, that wasn't anointed with the anointing oil, because there wasn't any, and he was only a Kohen Gadol because he's more of a Magadim, because he had in the absence of the Shem and the Mishnah, the only way to make him a Kohen Gadol was by adding the extra four clothing of a Kohen Gadol. The Havamina is because it was a time of Yoshiyahu, there were Gones, that Shem and Mishka, and or the anointing oil, and therefore that's the only time where they had Murub and Magadim. Shehu ganas tsluchit shel Sheman Misha, but as kfar aya evraya darin biyad zarim. But then at that time, by that time, the people, the shvatim, the evraya yardin were kicked out, and it wasn't in the hands of Am Yisrael anymore. So therefore, how is it possible? In other words, we won't have a time in history where there's a Murub Begadim. That's what he's saying. Well, there wasn't a time here Murub Begadim, and we had all six. So how can it be chozer by Murub Begadim? And they only had three Aron Miklat in Eretz Israel at that time. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. The answer is, before we read the rest, Rav Shmuel says, is it can be talking about Beit Sheni? Meaning, he's of the opinion, Beit Sheni, they didn't have the Shem al HaMishcha, because the Machloket sounds like, and therefore all the Kohanim in Beit Sheni were Merubah Begadim. I think all the Kohen Gadols, if you like, Kohen Gadol, were by Merubah Begadim, and at the time they had the 66 Aron Miklat. That's what the Mishnah could be referring to. As it says, Hamishah Adarim Hayachaser B'Mikdash. There were five in the Mikdash Achrom, in the second base of Mikdash, from the Mikdash Rishon. Dichtiv, Alu Hahar, the Beitem Etz, etc. Ad the Ikavda. Now the word Ikavda is actually written the Ikaved Ktiv. So the whole pasuk talking about, in other words, Aluga Harva Veitim Etz Ubanu Habayit Be'Eretza Bo V'Kavda. This is talking about building the second base of Migdash, but it's missing, the pasuk's missing a hey. That's Ktiv Chaser Hey, because it alludes to the Chamishadvarim, the five things were missing from the second base of Migdash they had in the first. Shechaser Mikdash Acharon Mikdash Rishon Elohim, what are they? That the Esh is coming from Shemayim. The Aaron wasn't there, as we know from the Masechta Yoma. Uri V'Tumim, the Shemana Mishcha, this anointing oil, and also Ruach HaKodesh min Nevuah, wasn't there in the second base of Mikdash. Amar Abaya, Tamim Chacham, Tzrich Lefarsim Et Atzmo. A Talmid Chacham has to publicize himself. Now the Gemara immediately says, "Hey, what are you talking about? We know that's quite the opposite." Adarabah, it says, according to Korban Eidah, he says, "Hamastir," it's Ketzat Tzarich Lefarsimat. That's what you're talking about. Adarabah, Hamastir Chokmato Shelo Not Mikavod Torah Zachul Tov. That it's better for Talmid Chacham to conceal his wisdom so he's not benefiting from Torah. So what's the Gemara mean? Tzarich Lefarsim is going to publicize himself. He's going to stick up signs and be Talmid Chacham. Doesn't make sense. So you know, Barnash the Chacham Chada Michla. If a person knows one Masechta, the Azila Atar V'Inun Mikraya Kad Hu Chacham Trei Michla, and he goes somewhere and they treat him with respect and say this guy's a baki in two Masechtas. What is it for Asemazov? He's got to correct them. Tzirich Lomalun Chad Michla Ani Chakim. I only know one Masechta. So publicizing is to turn the dial down if they're over glorifying this individual. Okay. Rav Huna Amar, it's interesting that he can still say I know one, right? So Rav Huna Amar.
Rebbe, it's, sorry, I'm thinking about the five things which weren't in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni.
Yeah.
Was also not, there were also not, the Riyas weren't there to the Kodesh Kadoshim.
No, the Kodesh Kadoshim had Yiriyot and they didn't have the wall. That's a difference. The second
what?
Because Masechta Megillah discusses it describes the second Beis HaMikdash. Not talking about the curtain. You're talking about being the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodeshim, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so structurally it was slightly different, but that's just, a lot of the Beis HaMikdash, the first and second Megillah, are structurally very different. Okay, just like the second, that's like Mitzvah Shem and the third Beis HaMikdash was structurally different, as well. But I'm not sure that's what it's talking about.
Okay.
This like I'm not talking about like building structure wise. Okay, Rav Huna Amar. Omer b'safa rafa v'hayamin pshuta lakabel. Now, these next three sentences that all seem to be like you got to rejig the context. This statement, according to the Korban Eidah, he says this is referring. If you remember, we said zed davar rotzeach or zed davar shmita. We made reference in the Mishnah. So if someone's, we said that if someone wants to pay you back up the shmita year, a debt, and it's been absolved, you have to say shemot I'm absolved. He said afal picha, and I still want to pay, then you can accept it. So what is it saying is, Rav Huna says he can even say with a safar rafa, v'yamim pshuta lakabol, if someone wants to pay back and say, he can go like this, stick his hand out and go, I'm shomet. Meaning, he can already allude to the fact that he'd be very happy to accept the money back, even though he has to go through the process of saying, I'm shomet, right? I absolve the debt. Next. Well, my time to Rav Yehuda, ki yachem lavavo. Now what's my time to Rav Yehuda here? It's actually my time to Rav Yossi, meaning, this is related to the who holds a position of give us a chance, Rabbi Yossi, that a Goel Adam has to it's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam, and now the Gemara asks, "Man Nalan, where do we know it's a mitzvah?" So this Korban Eidah come and v'dichti v'radachari ki yachem levavo, because he's yachem levavo, he's like fiery. So lamali, why do I have to add that extra detail? What does it matter what his emotional state is when he's chasing after this person? That the reason why the Torah makes reference for the emotional state means he's got to motivate himself to do so. That's how Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah understands that is a mitzvah too. That's machlok, mitzvah reshut. Next, Amar Rav Avahu, the chozer b'mitzvato shel shlishi. Now this is also another line that needs a lot of work from the Farshim to explain it. The Korban Eidah says, Pnei Moshe explains a different section of the Mishnah, but the Korban Eidah says, Kai ahadet nam bereisha, the matnitin that's a mesha, how regularly someone kills a kohen gadol. It says, In yotzei lo'olam, it doesn't go at all. Now, it doesn't mean lav davke lo'olam, he never leaves Zara Mikla, like we asked through the Mishnah. Ela no. The mitat kohen gadol sheni shememanim, the next kohen gadol, he doesn't go out, acharav, en yotzei, Ela, he's got to wait till the shlishi. Now, why is that so? It's not so clear. That's why it's interesting here. The Shin Nuskha says, Bimitoshel Shani. There's a Girsa change on Shishi Shani. That would make a bit more sense according to this Perush. The Pnei Moshe, if you want to understand it, he says differently. He says, Hadik Tanim and Chosem Bimitoshel Shani Kai. That's talking about if the Kohen Gadol dies and then there's new Kohen Gadol and then the trial finishes in Mitoshel Shani. That means, but if the second person dies also before the end of the trial, then he goes by Shishi. But that's a different Pshat in the Mishnah. Next, Amar Rabbi Abau, Tzorchol LeDavar Shulchim U'Mivi'ot HaMisham. So this is referring to, it's got some the Rotzach and Aram Mikla, and they need him for some sort of purpose. They can send for him and bring him out. That's what they have the Mishnah. So what's even the Havamina? So this is really important. This, you look at the Pnei Moshe. He says, "Shlochim Hadik Tani Matnitin." Well, that which Miss says he doesn't leave for any reason. Any Lola, even for some sort of testimony. That's only if maybe there's somebody else that could take his place. Meaning, we've got plenty of witnesses. Therefore, leave the rotzeach there. That's what he thought. But you might think that if there's the only witness, then you can sholeach. However, Amr Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not the Mishnah means. Even if someone's irreplaceable, we say, Ein yotze misham leolam, he wouldn't leave at all. Shema shama tia tirato. That's sham, that he has to, shama, the Pasuk says, sham tia tirato. He has to be there for, has to be there, right? He cannot leave there, etc., like we learned before. He's not allowed to leave for any reason, like we saw in the Mishnah. And that also explains why we talked about Yoav before, Yoav ben Tzruya. Let's continue. Next Mishnah. Halacha Zayin. Umaalot hayu schar lelevim divrei Yehuda, that they would pay the levim a rental. The rotzeach in Aramikla, Reb Meir says lo hayo maalot ol schar, he wouldn't have to pay rent at all. The chozer l'shara, when he leaves, he can go back to his original position. Again, the chozer l'shara shayaba divrei Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda says no lo haya chozer l'shara shayabo, he wouldn't go back to his original position. Let's say he was a director or a rav of a kila or something. The question is, when he's chozer after the Kohen Gadol dies, what does he go back to? Mitzvah Shem will discuss this. So the Gemara now says, Tani, bit of a gear, chain, Rebbe Yossi Omer, lemachloket nitnu. However, the Rebbe Girsa chain, Rebbe Meir Omer, Beit Dira nitnu. What this means is the Ari Leviim, when they were given to the Leviim, what were they given to? Was it given to for their mamash bechaluka? Or, meaning that was their property, or according to Rabbi Meir, I'll show you the Korban that says, Hachi Rabbi Sosa, lechelek alevim, that was considered a chelek in Israel. Rabbi Emer Sava, lo nino lahem, ela ladur bahem gamhem. That when these living, the cities of the living were given there, they were almost like regions that were owned by Am Israel, and they were given to them to live this rent free. Okay? For the Levim. So, in other words, how much of a hold do the Levim have on that city? Was it considered much later? That's what the Arilim. But if you say it the second way, that it was just given them to Ladurba to live there, then they don't have exclusive right there. Meaning the other people could also live there. Who were they? The people that killed the Bishogi. What's a nafgimina between those two ways of understanding? Whether the people that live in the Bishogi have to pay rent. And that's why the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi understands it was given lemachloket nitnu, it was given to Zechelek. That fits like Rabbi Yehuda says in a Mishnah that the people the rotzech shogim that go there have to pay rent because they're allowed will living in somebody else's chelek. However, Rabbi Meir is kedati. Rabbi Meir holds that actually wasn't they were just given they were just allowed to live in those places. That is Lishitato and our Mishnah who holds up that if a rotzech b'shoge goes, he doesn't have to pay rent at all. Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.